Unit 4. Listening. Exercise 2.
Did you hear the story about that chimpanzee yesterday?
No. What chimpanzee?
Well, there was a chimpanzee in a zoo in Sweden. The thing is that the chimpanzee used to get so tired of visitors to the zoo that he'd throw stones at them.
What's so interesting about that?
The unusual thing was that he collected the stones when the zoo was closed and there were no tourists around. Early in the morning, he looked for stones that he could throw. There were none on the little island where he lived, so he'd put his hand in the water round the island and get them from there. Then he made them into simple discs so that he could throw them better. When he couldn't find rocks or stones in the water, he made new ones by hitting the floor hard and making the concrete break. And then he'd hide them in special places on the side of the island where the tourists came, so it wasn't too difficult to find them when he needed them. The thing is that when he did all this, he was really calm and relaxed. And yet when the tourists came back, he got nervous and angry, and he went straight to get his stones and start throwing them.
So what does that prove?
Well, we usually think that animals aren't clever enough to make plans for the future. We think they just live in the present and follow whatever needs they have at that particular moment. When you look at this chimp's behaviour, though, it shows that humans aren't the only creatures that can make plans for the future.
Yeah, well, it does seem to be such a clear example that you have to agree.
Yeah, the chimp knew exactly what he was doing. When the zoo closed in the winter, he stopped collecting his stones.
You know, the sad thing is that this story shows how intelligent animals are, but it also shows how much they hate humans.
You're right. It makes you think about zoos, doesn't it? I loved going to the zoo, but now all the animals seem so down and depressed that it's just no fun. I can't see why people go.
That reminds me about an article I read in the newspaper yesterday. It said that there are scientists who think that dolphins are so intelligent that it's humiliating to do shows with them in zoos and aquariums. It said that after humans, they're probably the most intelligent animals in the world. More intelligent than chimps, even. There was an interesting story in the newspaper about a wild dolphin. It spent 3 weeks in a dolphinarium in Australia. One of the trainers helped it to learn to do a trick there, walking in the water using its tail. When the dolphin went back into the wild, they found that it had started teaching other dolphins how to do it.
Cool!